Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. For the latest horoscope news and special offers, like our Facebook page at Russell Grant Site.
Hello Libra, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, February the 24th, and the whole week ahead. With the moon in Gemini, that's always a good start for you because you're both air signs. The square to Venus, however, means take things seriously. But also, one of the problems either you've got or somebody close to you has got is they're never really satisfied. They're always waiting for the next best thing. So this really is a day for someone, could be you, could be someone near you, just to count their blessings. And here's your Sunday stars. Now, if yesterday was all about you being grateful for what you've got, then Venus squaring Mars today says this: be absolutely careful you don't ask for the moon and the stars because you may not get it. A hard line approach, which doesn't seem very Libra, but you and I both know that you can be the iron hand in the velvet glove. A hard line approach will not work today. You must be as soft as silk and you must be kind to everyone, including yourself. Here's your Monday stars. Good career day. Excellent time if you're a Libra with ambitions or if you're looking for a new job or even a career. Something much bigger, but it's about forging through all those previous limitations that you've had and going after something that you really want to do. A great day to pursue ambitions and a great day to let other people know that you're back in the race. Here's your Tuesday stars. With Venus, your ruler, in connection to Pluto. This is one of those days when you can sort so many things out because Venus and Pluto, especially Pluto, aids recovery. So if it's a health matter, if it's a job situation, if it's anything to do with home or family affairs, or maybe something from the past that you need to delve into, all of these things fall under your magic spell of being sorted today. Here's your Wednesday stars. But I really like the moon in Leo for you for one good reason. It fires you up socially. It's perfect for becoming friends with new people or getting involved in an institution or a society where you can make your presence felt. These stars are really, really lush if you're a Libra and who wants to make friends and influence people. And it works both ways. Somebody's keen to know you now too. Here's your Thursday stars. One of the best aspects you're going to get is Venus trine Jupiter. Now, you can read all about this in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's Venus in the sixth, trine Jupiter in the second. This can make big money, and it can make big money over the next few months. Right up until November, you've got fabulous stars for investments, for knowing your worth, for knowing the worth of a situation, and by using your brilliant artistry to make money in more ways than you ever imagined. A very fortunate period. Here's your Friday stars. When you get a full moon in the 12th house, it's a little bit anxiety ridden, but that's because you can become irrational in your thoughts and you don't think something through. In fact, this full moon is great for scaring away the demons. And the way you do it is by being rational and logical about a situation. Don't worry about something that might never happen, but use the next 2 weeks to get over your persecution complex and don't play the victim.